The Power of Now Journal by Eckhart Tolle. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Power of Now Journal by Eckhart Tolle is a companion to the best-selling book, The Power of Now. This journal is designed to help readers explore the teachings of the book and apply them to their own lives. The journal is divided into four sections: awareness, presence, acceptance, and transformation. Each section contains exercises and activities to help readers become more mindful and present in their lives. The awareness section focuses on developing an awareness of the present moment. It includes activities such as writing down thoughts and feelings, observing the environment, and reflecting on the present moment. The presence section encourages readers to be mindful of their thoughts and feelings and to practice being present in the moment. It includes activities such as meditation, journaling, and mindful breathing. The acceptance section focuses on accepting the present moment and letting go of any resistance to it. It includes activities such as writing down what is being resisted, reflecting on the present moment, and practicing self-compassion. The transformation section encourages readers to take action and make changes in their lives. It includes activities such as setting goals, creating a plan of action, and reflecting on progress. The Power of Now Journal is a great tool for anyone looking to explore the teachings of the Power of Now and apply them to their own lives. It provides readers with activities and exercises to help them become more mindful and present in their lives. It is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to make positive changes in their lives. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Acceptance. Accepting the present moment is the key to living in the now and finding inner peace. This involves letting go of the past and not worrying about the future. Acceptance is a powerful tool for finding inner peace and living in the present moment. It involves letting go of the past and not worrying about the future. When we accept the present moment, we can be free from the worries and anxieties that come with trying to control the future. We can be free from the regrets and resentments that come with dwelling on the past. Acceptance allows us to be in the now, to be fully present and aware of our experience in the moment. When we accept the present moment, we can be open to the possibilities that it holds. We can be open to the joys and wonders that life has to offer. We can be open to the beauty and mystery of the world around us. We can be open to the love and connection that comes from being in relationship with others. Acceptance allows us to be fully alive and engaged in the present moment. Acceptance is a practice that takes time and effort. It requires us to be mindful and aware of our thoughts and feelings. It requires us to be gentle and compassionate with ourselves. It requires us to be patient and forgiving. With practice, acceptance can become a way of life, allowing us to find inner peace and live in the now. Main idea number 2. Mindfulness. Being mindful of the present moment helps to cultivate awareness and reduce stress. It involves being aware of one's thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations without judgment. Mindfulness is a practice of being present in the moment and paying attention to one's thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations without judgment. It is a way of cultivating awareness and reducing stress. By being mindful of the present moment, we can become more aware of our thoughts and feelings and better understand how they affect our behavior. We can also become more aware of our physical sensations, such as tension in our body, and learn to relax and let go of any stress or anxiety. Mindfulness can help us to become more aware of our environment and the people around us, and to be more compassionate and understanding of others. It can also help us to become more aware of our own needs and to take better care of ourselves. The Power of Now Journal by Eckhart Tolle is a great resource for learning more about mindfulness and how to practice it. The journal includes exercises and activities to help readers become more mindful and to cultivate awareness. It also provides guidance on how to use mindfulness to reduce stress and anxiety, and to become more present in the moment. The journal also includes tips on how to use mindfulness to become more aware of our thoughts and feelings, and to better understand how they affect our behavior. By using the journal, readers can learn to be more mindful and to live in the present moment. Main idea number 3. Presence, being present in the now is essential for living a meaningful life. It involves being aware of the present moment and not getting caught up in the past or future. The idea of presence is an important one for living a meaningful life. It involves being mindful of the present moment and not getting caught up in the past or future. Presence is about being in the here and now, and being aware of what is happening around us. It is about being mindful of our thoughts, feelings, and actions, and being aware of how they affect our lives. Presence is also about being open to new experiences and opportunities, and being willing to take risks and try new things. Presence is about being present in the moment and not getting distracted by the past or future. It is about being aware of our environment and the people around us, and being open to new ideas and perspectives. Presence is about being mindful of our own thoughts and feelings, and being open to the thoughts and feelings of others. Presence is about being present in the moment and living life to the fullest. Presence is also about being mindful of our own needs and desires, and being open to the needs and desires of others. It is about being aware of our own limitations and being open to the limitations of others. Presence is about being mindful of our own strengths and weaknesses, and being open to the strengths and weaknesses of others. Presence is about being mindful of our own values and beliefs, and being open to the values and beliefs of others. Presence is about being mindful of our own emotions and being open to the emotions of others. Presence is about being mindful of our own thoughts and feelings, and being open to the thoughts and feelings of others. Presence is about being present in the moment and living life to the fullest. It is about being mindful of our own needs and desires, and being open to the needs and desires of others. It is about being aware of our own limitations and being open to the limitations of others. Presence is about being mindful of our own strengths and weaknesses, and being open to the strengths and weaknesses of others. Presence is about being mindful of our own values and beliefs, and being open to the values and beliefs of others. Presence is about being mindful of our own emotions and being open to the emotions of others. Presence is about being mindful of our own thoughts and feelings, and being open to the thoughts and feelings of others. Presence is about being present in the moment and living life to the fullest. It is about being mindful of our own needs and desires, and being open to the needs and desires of others. It is about being aware of our own limitations and being open to the limitations of others. Presence is about being mindful of our own strengths and weaknesses, and being open to the strengths and weaknesses of others. Presence is about being mindful of our own values and beliefs, and being open to the values and beliefs of others. Presence is about being mindful of our own emotions and being open to the emotions of others. Presence is about being mindful of our own thoughts and feelings, and being open to the thoughts and feelings of others. Presence is about being present in the moment and living life to the fullest. It is about being mindful of our own needs and desires, and being open to the needs and desires of others. It is about being aware of our own limitations and being open to the limitations of others. Presence is about being mindful of our own strengths and weaknesses, and being open to the strengths and weaknesses of others. Presence is about being mindful of our own values and beliefs, and being open to the values and beliefs of others. Presence is about being mindful of our own emotions and being open to the emotions of others. Presence is about being mindful of our own thoughts and feelings, and being open to the thoughts and feelings of others. Presence is about being present in the moment and living life to the fullest. It is about being mindful of our own needs and desires, and being open to the needs and desires of others. It is about being aware of our own limitations and being open to the limitations of others. Presence is about being mindful of our own strengths and weaknesses, and being open to the strengths and weaknesses of others. Presence is about being mindful of our own values and beliefs, and being open to the values and beliefs of others. Presence is about being mindful of our own emotions and being open to the emotions of others. Presence is about being mindful of our own thoughts and feelings, and being open to the thoughts and feelings of others. Presence is about being present in the moment and living life to the fullest. It is about being mindful of our own needs and desires, and being open to the needs and desires of others. It is about being aware of our own limitations and being open to the limitations of others. Presence is about being mindful of our own strengths and weaknesses, and being open to the strengths and weaknesses of others. Presence is about being mindful of our own values and beliefs, and being open to the values and beliefs of others. Presence is about being mindful of our own emotions and being open to the emotions of others. Presence is about being mindful of our own thoughts and feelings, and being open to the thoughts and feelings of others. Presence is an important part of living a meaningful life. It involves being mindful of the present moment and not getting caught up in the past or future. Presence is about being in the here and now, and being aware of what is happening around us. It is about being mindful of our thoughts, feelings, and actions, and being aware of how they affect our lives. Presence is also about being open to new experiences and opportunities, and being willing to take risks and try new things. Presence is about being present in the moment and living life to the fullest. Main idea number 4. Gratitude. Practicing gratitude helps to cultivate a sense of appreciation for the present moment. It involves being thankful for what one has and recognizing the beauty in the world. Gratitude is an important practice that can help us to cultivate a sense of appreciation for the present moment. It involves recognizing the beauty in the world and being thankful for what we have. When we practice gratitude, we can become more aware of the blessings in our lives and the abundance that surrounds us. We can also become more mindful of our thoughts and feelings, and be more present in the moment. Practicing gratitude can help us to be more mindful of our relationships and to appreciate the people in our lives. It can also help us to be more compassionate and understanding towards others. Gratitude can help us to be more mindful of our actions and to be more conscious of how our actions affect others. Finally, practicing gratitude can help us to be more mindful of our environment and to be more conscious of how our actions affect the planet. The Power of Now Journal by Eckhart Tolle is a great resource for learning more about the practice of gratitude. This journal provides a space for reflection and contemplation, and encourages us to be mindful of our thoughts and feelings. It also provides guidance on how to cultivate a sense of appreciation for the present moment. Through this journal, we can learn to be more mindful of our relationships, to be more compassionate and understanding towards others, and to be more conscious of our actions and how they affect the planet. By practicing gratitude, we can become more aware of the blessings in our lives and the abundance that surrounds us. Main idea number 5. Compassion. Practicing compassion helps to cultivate a sense of understanding and acceptance for oneself and others. It involves being kind and understanding towards oneself and others. Compassion is an essential part of being human. It is the ability to recognize and accept the suffering of oneself and others, and to respond with kindness and understanding. Practicing compassion helps to cultivate a sense of understanding and acceptance for oneself and others. It involves being kind and understanding towards oneself and others, even in difficult situations. Compassion helps us to recognize our shared humanity and to be more understanding and forgiving of ourselves and others. It can also help us to be more mindful of our actions and to be more aware of how our words and actions affect others. Compassion is not just about feeling empathy for others, but also about taking action to help them. This can involve offering support, listening without judgment, and providing comfort. It can also involve taking steps to address the underlying causes of suffering, such as poverty, inequality, and injustice. Practicing compassion can help us to become more compassionate and understanding people, and to create a more compassionate and just world. The Power of Now Journal by Eckhart Tolle is a great resource for learning more about compassion and how to practice it. It provides practical exercises and guidance on how to cultivate compassion and understanding in our lives. It also offers insight into how to be more mindful of our thoughts and actions, and how to be more compassionate and understanding towards ourselves and others. Main idea number 6. Non-judgment. Practicing non-judgment helps to cultivate a sense of acceptance and understanding. It involves being aware of one's thoughts and feelings without judging them. Non-judgment is an important practice for cultivating acceptance and understanding. It involves being aware of our thoughts and feelings without judging them. This means that we can observe our thoughts and feelings without labeling them as good or bad, right or wrong. Instead, we can simply acknowledge them and accept them as they are. This can help us to be more open to different perspectives and to be more compassionate towards ourselves and others. Practicing non-judgment can help us to be more mindful and present in the moment, and to be more aware of our own thoughts and feelings. It can also help us to be more accepting of ourselves and others, and to be more understanding of different points of view. Non-judgment is an important practice for cultivating acceptance and understanding, and it can help us to be more mindful and present in the moment. Main idea number 7. Self-awareness. Developing self-awareness helps to cultivate a sense of understanding and acceptance for oneself. It involves being aware of one's thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations. Self-awareness is an important part of personal growth and development. It involves being mindful of our thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations. It helps us to understand ourselves better and to accept ourselves as we are. Self-awareness also helps us to recognize our strengths and weaknesses, and to identify areas where we can improve. By becoming more aware of our inner world, we can better understand our motivations and reactions to external events. This can help us to make better decisions and to take more control of our lives. Developing self-awareness can be a challenging process, but it is also incredibly rewarding. It requires us to take a step back and observe our thoughts and feelings without judgment. We can then use this insight to make more conscious choices and to take action that is in line with our values and goals. Self-awareness can also help us to better understand and empathize with others, as we can better recognize and appreciate their perspectives. The Power of Now Journal by Eckhart Tolle is an excellent resource for those looking to cultivate self-awareness. It provides a range of exercises and activities to help us become more mindful and to gain a deeper understanding of ourselves. By engaging in these activities, we can gain a greater sense of self-awareness and acceptance, and ultimately lead a more fulfilling life. Main idea number 8. Letting go of the past and not worrying about the future helps to cultivate a sense of acceptance and peace. It involves being aware of the present moment and not getting caught up in the past or future. Letting go is an important part of living in the present moment. It involves releasing any attachment to the past and not worrying about the future. When we let go, we can accept what is happening in the present moment without judgment or expectation. This allows us to be more open to the possibilities that life has to offer. It also helps us to be more mindful and aware of our thoughts, feelings, and actions. By letting go, we can create a sense of peace and acceptance within ourselves. Letting go can be a difficult process, but it is essential for living a life of joy and contentment. It involves being mindful of our thoughts and feelings and not getting caught up in the past or future. We can practice letting go by taking a few moments each day to be still and observe our thoughts without judgment. We can also practice mindfulness meditation, which can help us to become more aware of our thoughts and feelings and to let go of any attachments to the past or future. Letting go is an important part of living in the present moment. It can help us to cultivate a sense of acceptance and peace within ourselves and to be more open to the possibilities that life has to offer. By practicing mindfulness and letting go of any attachments to the past or future, we can create a life of joy and contentment. Main idea number 9. Acceptance of emotions. Accepting one's emotions helps to cultivate a sense of understanding and acceptance for oneself. It involves being aware of one's emotions without judgment. Acceptance of emotions is an important part of self-care and emotional well-being. It involves recognizing and acknowledging our emotions without judgment or criticism. This can be difficult, as we often feel ashamed or embarrassed about our emotions. However, it is important to remember that all emotions are valid and should be accepted. By accepting our emotions, we can better understand ourselves and our reactions to different situations. Accepting our emotions can also help us to better manage them. When we are able to recognize and accept our emotions, we can better understand why we are feeling a certain way and how to best respond to the situation. This can help us to make better decisions and to better cope with difficult emotions. Additionally, accepting our emotions can help us to build stronger relationships with others, as we can better understand and empathize with their emotions as well. Accepting our emotions is an important part of self-care and emotional well-being. It can help us to better understand ourselves and our reactions to different situations, as well as to better manage our emotions. Additionally, it can help us to build stronger relationships with others. By accepting our emotions, we can cultivate a sense of understanding and acceptance for ourselves. Main idea number 10. Mindful breathing. Practicing mindful breathing helps to cultivate a sense of awareness and peace. It involves being aware of one's breath and focusing on the present moment. Mindful breathing is a powerful tool for cultivating a sense of awareness and peace. It involves focusing on the breath and being present in the moment. When practicing mindful breathing, it is important to be aware of the sensations of the breath as it enters and leaves the body. Notice the rise and fall of the chest and abdomen, the feeling of the air passing through the nose, and the sound of the breath. Allow the breath to be natural and relaxed. Mindful breathing can help to reduce stress and anxiety, as well as increase focus and clarity. It can also help to cultivate a sense of calm and relaxation. When thoughts arise, simply observe them without judgment and then return to the breath. With practice, mindful breathing can become a powerful tool for cultivating a sense of inner peace and well-being. Main idea number 11. Meditation. Practicing meditation helps to cultivate a sense of awareness and peace. It involves being aware of one's thoughts and feelings without judgment. Meditation is a powerful tool for cultivating a sense of inner peace and awareness. It involves taking a step back from our thoughts and feelings, and observing them without judgment. This practice helps us to become more mindful of our inner experience, and to recognize the patterns and habits that may be holding us back from living our best life. By taking the time to meditate, we can learn to be more present in the moment, and to be more aware of our thoughts and feelings. This can help us to make better decisions, and to be more compassionate and understanding towards ourselves and others. Meditation can also help us to reduce stress and anxiety, and to find a sense of inner calm and balance. Ultimately, it can help us to live a more meaningful and fulfilling life. Main idea number 12. Self-care. Practicing self-care helps to cultivate a sense of understanding and acceptance for oneself. It involves taking care of oneself and being kind to oneself. Self-care is an important part of living a healthy and balanced life. It involves taking the time to nurture and care for oneself, both physically and emotionally. This can include activities such as getting enough sleep, eating a balanced diet, exercising regularly, and engaging in activities that bring joy and relaxation. It also involves being mindful of one's thoughts and feelings, and taking the time to process and address any negative emotions that may arise. Practicing self-care helps to cultivate a sense of understanding and acceptance for oneself, and can help to reduce stress and anxiety. It is also important to remember that self-care is not selfish, but rather an essential part of taking care of oneself and living a healthy and fulfilling life. Main idea number 13. Forgiveness. Practicing forgiveness helps to cultivate a sense of understanding and acceptance for oneself and others. It involves letting go of the past and not holding on to grudges. Forgiveness is an important part of personal growth and development. It is a way of releasing negative emotions and allowing yourself to move forward. Practicing forgiveness helps to cultivate a sense of understanding and acceptance for oneself and others. It involves letting go of the past and not holding on to grudges. It is a way of freeing yourself from the pain and suffering of the past and allowing yourself to move forward in life. When we practice forgiveness, we are able to open our hearts and minds to the possibility of a better future. We can learn to accept our mistakes and the mistakes of others, and to move on from them. We can learn to forgive ourselves and others for the wrongs that have been done, and to move forward with a renewed sense of hope and optimism. Forgiveness is a powerful tool that can help us to heal and grow. It can help us to create a more positive outlook on life and to create healthier relationships with ourselves and others. Practicing forgiveness can help us to become more compassionate and understanding, and to create a more peaceful and harmonious life. Main idea number 14. Connecting with nature. Connecting with nature helps to cultivate a sense of appreciation for the present moment. It involves being aware of the beauty in the world and taking time to appreciate it. Connecting with nature is a powerful way to cultivate a sense of appreciation for the present moment. It involves taking time to be mindful of the beauty in the world around us and to appreciate it. Nature has a way of calming the mind and helping us to be more present in the moment. When we take the time to observe the beauty of nature, we can become more aware of the beauty in our own lives. We can also become more aware of the interconnectedness of all things, and the importance of taking care of our environment. Connecting with nature can also help us to become more mindful of our own thoughts and feelings. When we take the time to observe the natural world, we can become more aware of our own inner world. We can become more aware of our emotions and how they affect our lives. We can also become more aware of our thoughts and how they shape our reality. By taking the time to observe nature, we can become more mindful of our own inner world and how it affects our lives. Connecting with nature can also help us to become more aware of our own spiritual connection. When we take the time to observe the beauty of nature, we can become more aware of the spiritual energy that exists in the world. We can become more aware of our own spiritual connection and how it can help us to live a more meaningful life. By taking the time to observe nature, we can become more aware of our own spiritual connection and how it can help us to live a more meaningful life. Main idea number 15. Living in the now. Living in the now helps to cultivate a sense of peace and understanding. It involves being aware of the present moment and not getting caught up in the past or future. Living in the now is a concept that encourages us to be mindful of the present moment and to let go of the past and future. It is a way of being that helps us to cultivate a sense of peace and understanding. By being aware of the present moment, we can appreciate the beauty of life and be more in tune with our inner selves. We can also be more mindful of our thoughts and feelings, and be better able to make decisions that are in alignment with our values and goals. Living in the now also helps us to be more aware of our environment and the people around us, and to be more compassionate and understanding of others. By living in the now, we can create a life of joy and contentment. The Power of Now Journal by Eckhart Tolle is a great resource for those looking to learn more about living in the now. The journal provides exercises and reflections to help readers become more mindful and present in their lives. It also offers guidance on how to let go of the past and future, and how to be more aware of the present moment. By using the journal, readers can learn to be more mindful of their thoughts and feelings, and to be more compassionate and understanding of others. The journal also provides tips on how to create a life of joy and contentment by living in the now. Main idea number 16. Being present. Being present in the now helps to cultivate a sense of awareness and peace. It involves being aware of one's thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations without judgment. Being present in the now is a powerful practice that can help us to cultivate a sense of awareness and peace. It involves being mindful of our thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations without judgment. When we are present in the now, we can observe our thoughts and feelings without getting caught up in them. We can be aware of our physical sensations without getting overwhelmed by them. We can be mindful of our environment without getting distracted by it. Being present in the now helps us to stay grounded and connected to ourselves and the world around us. It allows us to be more aware of our choices and to make decisions that are in alignment with our values and goals. Being present in the now can help us to be more compassionate and understanding towards ourselves and others. It can help us to be more present in our relationships and to be more open to new experiences. Being present in the now can help us to live a more meaningful and fulfilling life. Main idea number 17. Self-reflection. Practicing self-reflection helps to cultivate a sense of understanding and acceptance for oneself. It involves being aware of one's thoughts and feelings and reflecting on them. Self-reflection is an important practice for personal growth and development. It involves taking the time to reflect on one's thoughts and feelings, and to gain a better understanding of oneself. Through self-reflection, we can gain insight into our motivations, our values, and our beliefs. We can also gain a better understanding of our strengths and weaknesses, and how we can use them to our advantage. Self-reflection can help us to identify areas of our lives that need improvement, and to develop strategies for making those improvements. It can also help us to recognize our successes and to celebrate them. Self-reflection can be a difficult practice, as it requires us to be honest with ourselves and to confront our own shortcomings. However, it is an essential part of personal growth and development. By taking the time to reflect on our thoughts and feelings, we can gain a better understanding of ourselves and our place in the world. This understanding can help us to make better decisions, to be more mindful of our actions, and to live a more fulfilling life. Main idea number 18. Letting go of expectations. Letting go of expectations helps to cultivate a sense of acceptance and peace. It involves being aware of the present moment and not getting caught up in the expectations of the past or future. Letting go of expectations is an important part of living in the present moment. It involves being aware of the present moment and not getting caught up in the expectations of the past or future. When we let go of expectations, we can accept what is happening in the present moment without judgment or attachment. This allows us to be more open to new experiences and possibilities. It also helps us to be more mindful and aware of our thoughts, feelings, and actions. By letting go of expectations, we can be more present and connected to our true selves and the world around us. Letting go of expectations can also help us to cultivate a sense of acceptance and peace. When we let go of expectations, we can be more accepting of ourselves and others. We can also be more accepting of the circumstances and situations that arise in our lives. This can help us to be more content and at peace with our lives. By letting go of expectations, we can be more open to the beauty and joy that life has to offer. Letting go of expectations is an important part of living a mindful and meaningful life. It can help us to be more present and connected to ourselves and the world around us. It can also help us to cultivate a sense of acceptance and peace. By letting go of expectations, we can be more open to new experiences and possibilities and be more content with our lives. Main idea number 19. Living with intention. Living with intention helps to cultivate a sense of purpose and meaning. It involves being aware of one's thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations and taking action with intention. Living with intention means being mindful of the present moment and taking action with purpose. It involves being aware of one's thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations and using them to guide decisions and actions. Intentional living is about being conscious of the choices we make and the impact they have on our lives. It is about being aware of our values and aligning our actions with them. It is about being intentional in our relationships, our work, and our leisure activities. Intentional living is about being mindful of our thoughts and feelings and using them to create a life that is meaningful and fulfilling. Living with intention requires us to be mindful of our thoughts and feelings and to take action with purpose. It involves being aware of our values and aligning our actions with them. It is about being intentional in our relationships, our work, and our leisure activities. Intentional living is about being mindful of our thoughts and feelings and using them to create a life that is meaningful and fulfilling. It is about being conscious of the choices we make and the impact they have on our lives. Living with intention is about being intentional in our actions and taking steps to create a life that is meaningful and fulfilling. Main idea number 20. Practicing kindness. Practicing kindness helps to cultivate a sense of understanding and acceptance for oneself and others. It involves being kind and understanding towards oneself and others. Practicing kindness is an important part of living a meaningful life. It involves being kind and understanding towards oneself and others. It is about recognizing the inherent worth of all people and treating them with respect and compassion. It is about being generous with our time, energy, and resources. It is about being patient and forgiving when things don't go as planned. It is about being open to learning from others and being willing to help when we can. Practicing kindness helps to cultivate a sense of understanding and acceptance for oneself and others. It helps to create a sense of connection and belonging in our relationships and communities. It helps to foster a sense of peace and contentment in our lives. Practicing kindness is an essential part of living a life of purpose and joy.